Sue, what are the latest food trends?
We have lots of interesting developments and even possible solutions for world problems related to food.
Great. So you can kind of...
Well, the key question is always what to eat. And here, we may see some changes, things that you might not understand as food groups.
Can you give an example?
An example is insects.
As a food group?
Well, in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, people have eaten insects for thousands of years. But it's only now that we in the West are seeing what a good food source they are. Insects are rich in protein, low in fat, and easy to farm.
So spiders and ants may be on the menu?
We might see them on menus in the West. Now, technology will also play a part in the future of food. Scientists have already found ways to create meat in the lab.
Right, but it tastes awful, doesn't it?
It tastes awful now, but maybe it won't in the future. And as well as making meat in a lab, we're also looking at ways to make proteins out of things like mud and wood and also seaweed.
It seems incredible that mud might be something we can eat.
Well, it's the same for seaweed, which again is easy to farm because it's everywhere. Other developments on your kitchen table include an intelligent knife.
What's that?
An intelligent knife will tell you all about the food it's cutting. So, say you cut a slice of meat. The knife will tell you how much protein and fat is in the meat, where it's from, how old it is.
That's amazing.
Really giving people more information about their food.